peace with all the brothers and sisters.
早上好，愿一些平安都领到各弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is they shall walk with me in white garment.
今天要与大家来分享的题目是穿白衣与主同行。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录
chapter 3,
第三章
verse 4,
第四节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 4.
启示录第三章第四节，第四节。然而在撒迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
This is the encouragement of the Holy Spirit to those in the Church of Sardis.
这就是圣灵对于在撒迪教会一些人的勉励。
That for those who have not defiled their clothing,
就是那些还未曾污秽自己衣服的。
You shall walk with me in white garment.
他们要穿白衣与主同行。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们信了耶稣基督以后
，Not only that we shall receive His grace，
不单止我们要领受他的恩典
，But the Bible tells us we should always walk with Him。
圣经告诉我们，我们也要常常与主同行。
This means every single day our life shall be in the following the footstep of our Lord Jesus Christ。
就是说，在我们每一天的生活里面，都是跟着主的脚踪而行。
We、go where what Jesus wants us to go。
就是去主要我们所去的地方
do things Jesus wants us to do.
做主要我们所做的事情
But in order to walk with Lord Jesus Christ,
那要与主同行
Jesus has one requirement.
那主耶稣有一个条件
If you walk with him, you cannot wear your own clothing.
如果要与主同行我们就不能够只穿自己的衣服
You cannot walk in dirty clothing.
不能够穿肮脏的衣服
You must wear white garment.
必须要穿白衣
This is the requirement of the law.
这就是主的要求。
That is also the blessing of the law.
这也是主的祝福。
If you want to follow him, you will wear white garment.
就是如果要跟随主，就必须要穿白衣。
So this morning we would like to share about the message of the Holy Spirit to the church in Sardis.
所以今天早上与大家来分享主给撒迪教会的信息。
Let's turn to chapter 3 verse 1.
我们看第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
启示录三章一节，三章一节。你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。
This is the beginning of the letter of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵所写的信的那个开头。
It addressed to the messenger or the angels of Church of Sardis.
就是给撒迪教会的使者的。
But this letter is not only given to Sardis.
其实这封信也不是只是给撒迪教会。
If you read chapter 3 verse 6,
如果我们看第三章的第六节
chapter 3 verse 6,
第三章第六启示录三章六节，启示录第三章第六节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So this is to tell us that who does have ears shall hear the message.
这里告诉我们这里所传的信息，凡有耳的应当听。
Not only those who are in Sardis.
所以不单只是给那些在撒迪教会的人
But could be any churches
其实是可以给任何一间教会
Not only 2000 years ago
不单只是2000年前的
But in 2013
在2013年
The end time
在这个末世的时代
Not only to those who live far away
不是给那些住在遥远的
But the church in Sardis could be among us
那撒迪教会也可能就在我们中间
Maybe referring to individual members
很可能是指做某一些个人某一些信徒
maybe referring to myself
很可能是只做我自己本身
so when we read the Bible we hear what the Holy Spirit want to say
所以当我们读圣经的时候我们就是听圣灵要说的
now here how did the Bible describe the Spirit of God
这里圣经如何去描述神的灵呢
here said God who has seven spirits
这里说神是有七灵的
doesn't mean that there are seven God
并不是说有七个神
There's only one God
只有一个神
There's only one spirit
只有一个灵
But why the Bible says seven spirit
为什么圣经这里说有七灵呢
Seven means complete perfect number
七代表是一个完整的完全数
This means God's spirit is perfect spirit
就是说神的灵是一个完全的灵
Our spirit is not perfect spirit
我们的灵并不是完全的
Because we have sin
因为我们有罪
so we are not perfect.
所以我们是不完全的
Our spirit is limited.
我们的灵是有限的。
We didn't know many things.
很多事情我们不知道。
Even though we try to say to ourselves, I know a lot of things.
虽然我们可能常常这样对自己说，我已经懂很多了。
Actually, we don't know much.
其实我们懂得很少。
We don't know the past.
我们不知道过去。
Of course, we don't know the future.
而且也当然不知道未来。
We only know a little bit about the present.
我们只能够知道这些很少的现在。
So we are not perfect.
其实我们是不完全的。
Even though we only know what is in the surface, we don't know what is in the heart of people.
虽然我们只知道看到人的表面，可是却不知道他心里在想什么。
So our spirit is far from perfect.
所以我们的灵离开这个完全实在是太远了。
But God's spirit is seven spirit. It means perfect spirit.
可是神的灵是七灵，意思就是说他是一个完全的灵。
This means he knows everything. He's all knowing, so-called omniscient.
所以神是无所不知无所不能的全知的神。
He knows everything. What everybody is thinking right now.
他知道所有的东西，他也知道我们每一个人心里面所想的。
There was a truth seeker.
有一位慕道者。
He has been in the church for quite a long time.
他已经来教会有一段长的时间了。
He knows the truth, but he cannot make a determination to get baptized.
他知道这个真理，可是却不能够决心来接受洗礼。
And one day, he came to a Wednesday night service.
所以有一天，他到了晚上的聚会。
And when he stepped into the church chapel,
当他走进会堂的时候
，in his heart, he tells God.
他在心里面这样子告诉神
，Okay, God, if this time you want me to get baptized.
他说到神啊，如果这是你要我接受这个洗礼
，give me a sign.
给我一个依照。
And when I sit on the pulpit, you let the preacher sit beside me.
如果我坐在
on the pew, on the seat.
如果我坐在这个这些椅子上，就让传道坐在我的旁边。
And if you arrange a preacher to sit beside me on that night, then I know you want me to get baptized.
如果那天晚上，如果你安排一个传道人坐在我的旁边，那就是说你要我接受洗礼。
Usually the preacher will sit in the very front, get ready for preaching. Even if he's not preaching, he still sit in the very front.
通常呢，传道人他们因为要准备讲道，都会坐在前面，最前面排。有时虽然没讲到，可能也会坐在前面排。
So it's very rare that a preacher will sit in the middle or sit beside him.
所以是很少说传道人会坐在这个会众的中间。
And of course, never sit next to this brother.
也没有坐在这位弟兄的旁边。
So the brother came in.
所以这位弟兄他就进入会堂。
Oh, the preacher is not around me.
这个传道没有在我身边。
It's not somewhere I can see him.
我也没有看到他。
He will not come tonight, maybe out of town.
他可能今天晚上也没来，可能已经去了别的城市。
So his heart is very relieved.
所以他心里面就非常安心了。
Kneel down to pray.
他跪下来祷告。
And after the bell ring.
后来铃钟响。
I open his eyes.
让他打开眼睛。
Who is next to him?
谁坐在他旁边呢
？A preacher sitting next to him.
传道人坐在他的旁边。
Why would sit next to me?
为什么你会坐在我的旁边呢
？Preacher sit next to him and give him a water baptism form.
因为传道坐在他的旁边就滴了。给他这个洗礼的申请表格。
And the whole night sat beside him.
而且整天晚上都坐在他的旁边。
During the service.
就是在整个聚会里面都坐在他的旁边。
You know, this time God knows what I'm thinking.
他说现在神真的知道我心里面所想的。
I wanted a sign, God gave me a sign.
我要这个预兆，神就给了我这个预兆。
This time I must submit to the Lord and get baptized.
所以我必须要顺服神的旨意，接受这个洗礼。
So God knows what we are thinking.
所以神是知道我们心里面所想的。
Another brother.
有另一位弟兄
He hasn't come to church for a long time.
他已经很久没有来教会了。
He's not quite used to coming to church.
所以也不习惯来教会了。
But that time he made the effort to coming to church.
可是那天呢，他就下了决心，我必须要到教会。
In his heart, he tells God.
在心里面，他这样子跟神说
：If you want me to come back to church,
如果你要我回来教会
，Move me, touch me,
感动我，让我回来教会
，So that I'll be once again come back to your faith.
直到我能够再次的。回复我的信心。
He tell nobody about this.
他没有跟任何人说过这件事情。
He just kneel down to pray.
他只是跪下来祷告。
During the last prayer.
在最后一次祷告里面。
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵所充满。
All the tears flowing from his eyes.
泪流满面。
He knows God is wanting him to come back.
他知道神要他回来。
So even though we tell nobody, but whatever our heart is thinking, God knows.
虽然我没有跟任何人说，可是我们心里面所想的，神是知道的。
And God is everywhere.
神也是无所不在。
In your home, He's there.
在你家，神在你家里面。
When you're driving, he is there.
你开车的时候，他也在那边。
When you're at chapel, he is there.
你在会堂的时候，神也在那边。
You cannot escape his eyesight.
所以你是逃不过神的眼睛的。
That's called omnipresent. That means he's everywhere.
所以神是无所不在，就是说神都在每一个地方。
The third attribute of God is omniscient. That means he's omnipotent. That means he can do everything.
另一个就是神是无所不能的，就是说神是全能的。
No, there's nothing too difficult for God to do.
所以对于神来说，没有任何一件事情是困难到他不能够做的。
Only whether it is His will to do it or not.
只是他是否愿意去做或者不做。
So that's why we can totally trust in Him.
所以我们可以完全的信靠神。
If you have a God who knows everything,
如果你有一位无所不知的神
，who is everywhere.
是一个无所不在的神
who can do anything he wants,
也是全能的神
then what worry should you keep for yourself?
那你为自己还存留做什么忧虑呢
You are the most blessed person in the world if you have this God in your heart.
现在你有了这样子的一个神你是这个世界上最蒙福的人了
So that's why God is seven spirits.
所以神是七灵的神
But of course, it's only one God and one spirit.
当然是一个神一个灵
And following on, he said,I know your deeds.
跟着神说，我是知道你的行为。
Because God is seven spirit, He knows everything.
因为神是七灵，所以他知道所有的事情。
You don't have to hide, you don't have to act, you don't have to just try to show Him another side.
你也不必躲藏，也不必说演戏，因为他知道你的另一面。
God knows the situation of the church in Sardis.
因为神知道在撒迪教会的状况。
Oh, now what did the Holy Spirit say?
所以这里圣灵说什么呢
？I know your deeds.
他说我知道你的行为。
According to your name, you are living, but actually you are dead indeed.
他说按名你是活的，其实是死的。
This is a very, very stern rebuke and reminder.
这是一个非常严厉的斥责，也是一个非常严厉的警告。
Even In the past few times, the few churches, Ephesus or Smyrna, Pergamos, we haven't, or Thyatira, we haven't even seen this already.
在过去几间我们所读过的教会，比如说以弗所、信美那、别加摩或者是推亚推拉，都没有读到这样子的神的这样子的词句。
God, Holy Spirit did not tell them, "Oh, you are dead."
圣灵没有说你是死的。
But to the church in Sardis, Holy Spirit.Spare nothing. He just tell them straight.
可是在对撒迪教会的书信呢，圣灵却完全没有留守，只是说你是死的。
According to your name, you are good. You are living.
这里说按名你是活的。
But actually, you are dead. Spiritually, you are dead.
其实是死的，在属灵上你是死的。
Oh, this is a very, very sharp rebuke and reminder.
这是一个非常严厉的责备，而且也是非常严厉的警告。
In our faith, there are two aspects.
在我们的信仰里面，可以从两方面来看。
One is the outer aspect.
一方面是这个外在的。
Which is what other people can see.
是别人可以看得到的。
For example, our appearances.
比如说我们的外表。
Our look.
我们的这个样子。
What we do outside.
我们在对不起，外在的行为上所做的一切。
And even what we do, we come to church a few times, we offer sacrifices, we do holy work for God.
我们来教会多少次，我们奉献多少次，为神做圣工多少次。
And this is what people can see.
这些都是人可以看得到的。
But there's another aspect of our faith.
可是在我们信仰上却有另一面。
Which people cannot see.
是别人看不到的。
Of course, this is something hidden.
当然这是隐藏的。
But...Holy Spirit know both aspects.
可是圣灵呢，却能够这两方面都能够看到。
If our name is good,
如果我们的名声是好的
，we are true dear church member.
我们是正耶稣教会的信徒。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We've been washed by the blood of Jesus.
我们是被神的宝血所赎回来的。
We receive the Holy Spirit.
我们也领受了圣灵。
This is our name.
这就是我们的名声。
If our deed is as good as our name.
如果我们的行为跟我们的名声都是一样的好
，Of course it's matching, no problem.
当然就很配合，没有问题。
God is happy with us.
神也非常对我们非常高兴。
But if our name is very good,
如果我们的名声非常好
，But on the other side, we are nothing, we are empty.
可是，在另一方面，我们却是空的，
then,
是虚无的。
The Holy Spirit knows it.
圣灵也知道。
And Holy Spirit will try to rebuke us. Don't be like that.
圣灵会。责备我们说你不要这样子
，because actually you are not living up to your name.
因为你没有 活配得上你的名声。
Verse two.
第二节。
Please read.
第二节。启示录第三章第二节，你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Wow, actually, in the church of Sardis, they're already very, very weak.
其实，在撒迪教会已经非常的软弱。
Many members they have the name, but actually spiritually they die already.
很多信徒他们是有名无实，是死的。
And then.Only the for the few who remain, they are also dying. They're dying.
而那些存留的呢，也正在渐渐衰微。
Why?
为什么呢
？Of course, there may be a lot of reasons.
很可能有很多原因。
But actually, the church is very weak.
其实教会非常的软弱。
So the Holy Spirit tell them.
所以圣灵告诉他们。
This is still a few who are not yet died, but you try to revive them.
这些还没死的神是希望能够让他们重新活过来。
If it's dead already, then Sorry, this too late.
那些已经死了就非常可惜太迟了。
So sometimes we look at our church directory.
有时我们看一下我们这个教会的信徒名册。
On the telephone book, right?
我们的那个通讯录。
Of course, first you try to find yourself, your name there.
我们一打开通讯录，先找自己的名字。
Oh, thank God, my name is here, my family is there, updated, right? Last week.I think we've been updating our directory.
感谢主，我的名字在那边，我家人的名字也在那边。上个星期我们刚刚更新了我们这个信徒的这个通讯录。
Sometimes you look at the directory, you see the name is always there, but you never know that person or that family.
有时候我们看一些人，他们的名字一直都在通讯录里面出现，可是我们却不认识这个家人，这一家人或者是那个人。
You don't see them.
因为没有看到他们。
On Sabbath or spiritual convocation, you never see them, but their name is on the book.
星期六没有看到他们，任何的圣会也没有看到他们，可是他们的名字却常常在这个名册上。
They're in the name of the True Jesus Church Directory.
他们的名字是在真耶稣教会的信徒名册上。
When you ask around, do you know that family? Most people will say, "Oh no, I don't know them. Where are they? I never met them."
那如果你去问其他弟兄姐妹有没有见过这个人，这一家人呢？大家都说不知道，没见过。
Some of them they are lost already.
因为有些已经流失了。
The name is there, but actually they are lost.
虽然名字还在那边，可是已经流失了。
Or maybe they are not lost, but are going to be lost. They are being lost.
有些可能是还没流失，可是是在这个流失的过程当中就快要流失了。
They are dying.
就是他们正要流失。
Few months ago, my kids they bought a turtles at home trying to raise pets.
Few months 几个月前，我的儿子们他们买了一只乌龟作为这个宠物。
They said cat and dogs. I said no, too big.
他们说要狗要猫，我说不可以太大了。
You're too noisy already.
你们已经很吵。
Okay, turtle is good. Okay, small.
买一只乌龟比较好，因为乌龟是小的。
And it's not difficult to raise.
而且也不困难去养，去饲养。
It's even if you forget to feed him for a few days, you'll not die, right?
因为即使你没你忘记喂这个乌龟几天，它也可能不死。
So the kid get a little small turtle.
所以他们就买了这小小的乌龟。
The turtle when they get home, was so happy, moving around.
那他们买了这乌龟回家都很高兴，因为乌龟跑来跑去。
And it's very cute.
而且也。而且也很可爱，很小。
And then we try to feed him, try to give him water, try to give him shower.
帮他们帮这个乌龟洗澡，给他喝水，给他吃东西。
But after a while, that turtle refused to eat.
过了不久，这个乌龟却拒绝吃东西。
Fine, what happened? Why refused to eat?
后来我们就会觉得很奇怪，为什么这个乌龟不要吃东西呢
？Some people say, "Oh, give him carrot."Give him calcium, give him whatever. I say, we try to give whatever.
有些人说给他们吃这个胡萝卜，给他们吃一些钙片，可能会好。
But they still refuse to eat.
可是这乌龟还是不要吃东西。
Some say, okay, give him sunshine.
有些人说拿去给他晒太阳一下。
They also refuse to eat.
晒太阳还是不愿意吃东西。
Lacking of activity.
因为这个乌龟缺少运动。
We are so worried.
所以我们非常担心。
We can see that from very active and then become very inactive.
我们看到这个乌龟从非常的活跃变成非常的不活跃。
You can see it's dying.
就是看到这个乌龟慢慢将要死去了。
And eventually, as we expected, it passed away last week.
那就正如我们所预料的，上个星期这小乌龟死掉了。
It's very sad, right?
是非常伤心。
Sometimes we think about faith.
有时候我们想想我们的信仰。
If our faith is very active at the beginning，
如果我们的信仰在开始的时候是非常的活跃的。
But maybe after a while，
过了一段子
，our faith become less active。
我们的信仰变得没有那么活跃了。
And then you low exercise，
因为缺少运动。
And then you refuse to eat spiritual food，
而且也拒绝领受这个属灵的粮食。
You refuse to continue to live。
拒绝继续的存活。
And you refuse anything，
而且也拒绝了很多其他的事情。
And then you just get weaker and weaker，
就变得越来越软弱。
Until one point, then you just pass。
那过了一天，那就是这样子会流逝过去。
So when the Holy Spirit talked to the church in Sardis，
所以当圣灵对于撒里教会说话的时候
，actually it's kind of warning us，
就是其实是正在警告我们。
Is our faith losing the vitality？
是否我们的信仰已经失去了那种生命力。
It's just only the look or the outside is normal, but inside is not normal.
是否是外面看起来是正常的，其实里面已经不正常了。
The inside is going weaker and weaker every day.
里面我们的内在每天都在衰微，都在衰弱。
Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he was always trying to rebuke the Pharisees.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他常常都在责备那些法利赛人。
Actually, Jesus did not rebuke the sinners or the tax collector.
其实主耶稣没有责备那些罪人或者是那些税吏。
But the group of people rebuked by Jesus the most is the religious leader.
其实主耶稣常常被主耶稣所责备的那些人其实就是那些宗教的领导者。
They knew the Bible.
因为他们懂圣经。
They talk the Bible.
他们也传讲圣经。
They go to the temple every now and then.
他们常常去到会堂。
On the service, they are very good.
因为在聚会的时候他们的表现非常的好。
But the name is very good.
所以他们的名声也非常的好。
But inside, they are no good.
可是内在呢却是不好的。
What did Jesus say about them?
所以主耶稣说什么呢？
Let's look at a few examples.
我们看两个例子。
Matthew chapter 15.
我们看马太福音第十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音第十五章
verse 7
第七节
Matthew 15 verse 7 to 8
第七和第八节马太福音第十五章第七和第八节马太福音十五章七节和八节七节假冒为善的人以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的他说八节这百姓又用嘴唇尊敬我心里却远离我
verse 9
第九节他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
Here is the overall summary comment about Lord Jesus Christ to the religious leader at that time.
这里主耶稣做了一个简短的对于当时的宗教领袖们做了一个很简短的一个描述。
He quoted the prophet Isaiah.
他用以赛亚先知所说的一句话。
He said, "What Isaiah said is correct about you."
他说以赛亚所说对于你们所说的话是不错的。
What did Isaiah say?
以赛亚说什么呢
？Your mouth are very close to me.
你们用嘴唇尊敬我
，but your heart is very far from me.
你们的心却远离我。
Imagine a child every day singing, "Oh, mommy, I love you so much, right? You are the best in the whole world."
你们回想，我们试想一下，当一个小孩每天对他妈妈说，妈妈，我爱你，你是世界上最好的妈妈。
You're so good every day, right?
每天都对你说你很好。
You can say it 10 times, 100 times every day.
每天说十次、一百次。
But when the mommy said, "Okay, do this for me," I said, "No, I have no time."
当妈妈说你帮我做这个事情，她说不可以，我没时间。
I have no time for you.
我没时间给你。
But you are good. You are the best mommy in the world.
可是你却是世界上最好的妈妈。
What will the mom feel?
那这个妈妈心里面会怎么想呢
？Yes, your lips is very good.
当然 你的口是非常好。
But your heart is very far from me, from your action, you know.
因为你的心离我太远，因为从你的所作所为我就知道了。
So Jesus tell the Pharisee and the religious leader, you are hypocrite.
所以主耶稣对那些宗教的领导者，那些法利赛人说，你们是假冒伪善的。
This means you are only the surface, but actually in the heart, you are not like what you claim to be.
你们只是在外表上是这样子，心里面其实并不是如此。
So that's why we have to be very careful.
所以我们都必须要非常小心。
The church in Sardis, maybe at the beginning, they were not like that.
很可能撒迪教会一开始的时候并不是这样子的。
They were genuine.
他们是很真诚的。
They were strong in the faith.
他们真的是在信仰上非常坚固的。
Follow Lord Jesus Christ.
他们是跟随主耶稣基督的。
But after a while, things change.
可是过了一段时间，事情却改变了。
They just focus on their appearance.
他们现在只是注重他们的外表。
Focus on their name.
只是注重他们的好名声。
But they forget about their inside.
可是却忘记了他们的内在。
Just like the Pharisee.
就好像法利赛人那样。
So that's why we must not be a hypocrite.
所以我们必须不要成为这种假冒伪善的人。
We have a good name, we must bring out good deeds.
如果我们有好的名声，就必须要配以我们的好行为去配合。
Otherwise, the Lord will be very disappointed on us.
不然的话，主耶稣将对我们非常失望。
Let's turn back to Revelation.
我们再看回去看这个启示录
chapter three,
第三章。
Revelation chapter three,
启示录第三章
verse three,
第三节。
启示录
第三章第三节，第三节，所以要回想你是怎么样领受、怎么样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
Here is a way to try to help the Church of Sardis to change.
这里是想帮助这个撒迪教会改过的一个方式。
Who can change them?
谁可以改正他们呢
？No one can change them unless they want to change.
所以，除非他们自己愿意改过自新，没有人可以改变他们。
We human beings is just like that.
因为人就是这样子。
We don't like to be taught. We don't like to be told to do something.
因为我们不喜欢被教导，也不喜欢被人指点。
For example, when somebody tell you, why don't you come to service more often?
比如说，有人跟你说，为什么你不能够来教会多几趟呢
？Why don't you do more?
为什么你不能够做更多的事情呢
？You'll not be happy because nobody likes being told to do something.
如果有人这样子跟你说，你肯定不喜欢，因为没有人喜欢被人这样子说。
You may say, "Who are you to tell me to do this?"
可能你会回答说，你是谁？
Look at yourself, maybe.
竟然这样子来去指点我？你看看你自己吧。
Holy Spirit did not say much.
所以圣灵也没有说很多。
Holy Spirit only tell them, "Think about how you receive this word."
所以圣灵就这样子说，回想你是怎么样领受的。
How you receive it at the beginning?
你在开始的时候是怎么样领受道理的
？Oh, that will go back the clock, right? You have to go back to how you first believed the Lord.
那么就要我们去回想我们刚刚信主的时候的情况。
Wow, maybe at the time they were worshiping idol.
很可能当时本来是敬拜偶像的。
And they didn't know God.
而且也不认识神。
They suffer a lot because they don't know God.
因为当时因为不认识神，所以非常痛苦。
But after they know Jesus Christ.
可是后来认识耶稣基督以后
，The Lord set them free.
主耶稣把他们释放出来
，Cleanse them from sin.
让他们脱离罪恶
，They have true freedom.
现在有了真自由
，Even God blessed them physically.
神也在这个物质上祝福他们
，And their life is no more the same.
现在生活已经不一样了
，If you look at our church member,
看看我们的教会的信徒
，Actually, if you tell each of the family, think about how you received the word.They will tell you many good testimonies.
如果我们问每一个家庭，这个家庭以前刚刚开始的时候是怎么样开始相信的，每个人都可以告诉你一个很好的故事。
Maybe they themselves received the law.
很可能是他们自己本身来接受主耶稣基督。
Or their family, or their parents or grandparents.
或者是他们家里面的长辈父母或者是祖父母。
When you think about the days that you received the law.
那我们回想起。刚刚领受主耶稣基督的时候
，and then you think that oh, compare the difference between now and then, you just suddenly sometimes you get surprised.
然后再比较一下现在跟当时，我们会发现中间我们会觉得非常的惊讶。
So in spiritual convocation, students pray hard for Holy Spirit, right?
在灵恩会的时候，那些学生们他们都非常的努力祈求圣灵。
Wow, some of them have received the Holy Spirit.
有些他们领受了圣灵。
I remember when I was a kid, I received the Holy Spirit when I was 12 years old.
我还记得我在12岁当年领受圣灵。
After I received the Holy Spirit,
领受圣灵以后
wow, I was so happy.
多么的高兴。
Because you have to pray so hard to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为要非常恳切的祷告才能够得到圣灵。
Almost until you lose your voice.
甚至祷告到快要失去声音了。
Wow, so when I go home, I'm so happy.
所以我回家以后就觉得非常的高兴。
Every day without a parent telling me or RA teacher telling me, oh, just kneel in my room to pray for half an hour.
那每天不必要有父母的教导或者是重要教研老师的指导，我都会自己在房间里面祷告半个小时。
Because I told myself I've received the most precious things in the whole world.
因为我自己这样子告诉自己说，我已经领受了世界上最宝贵的东西了。
Jesus is with me.
因为主耶稣现在与我同在。
How can not pray at home more?
怎么能不在家里面多做祷告呢？
This is the zeal when the zeal is burning in the heart.
这就是当这个心里面发起热心的时候，那种热忱使到我可以这样子做。
But after a few years, I look at at the time after a few years, my prayer at home is very, very, very little.
那过了几年，当我回想看看，再比较，我发觉当时我的那个祷告真的是比较少了。
But the Bible tells us, remember how you receive it.
所以圣经告诉我们要回想你是怎么样领受的。
How you receive the Holy Spirit?
怎么样领受圣灵的。
What kind of fire burning in your heart?
当时你心里面那种火热是怎么样的。
When is the first time you come to the church?
你第一次来到教会的时候的情况是怎么样的。
When you were baptized?
你在临洗的时候是怎么样的。
How happy you are?
当时你是多么的高兴。
How fervent you are?
当时你是多么的热心。
But now, why you are dying?
可是今天为什么你正在衰微呢？
Is it because you forget the grace of the Lord?
是不是你已经忘记了神的恩典呢？
Here tell us.Remember how you receive it.
所以这里告诉我们要回想你是怎么样领受的。
And then you have to practice. You have to do the will of God.
然后又要遵守并要悔改。
Otherwise, I will come to you like a thief.
若不警醒，我必临到你那里。
When I come, you'll never know.
如同贼一样，几时来你也不绝不能知道。
This is something we have to tell ourselves.
这是我们必须要告诉自己的。
If you do not repent, Jesus will come.
如果不悔改，主耶稣会临到。
When Jesus come, it will not be easy on us.
那如果主耶稣真的来到，那对我们来说就不是件容易的事情。
But nobody will know the exact time of Lord Jesus coming.
其实没有人知道主耶稣会在哪一天到来。
Brother and sister, we have to pay attention.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要注意这一点。
This is the end time now.
现在已经是末世了。
Many false prophets or other churches or other religion or even many people will try to predict.When will Jesus come?
很多假的先知其他的教会其他的宗教的领导者都在预言主耶稣什么时候会来。
If you know the Bible,
如果你明白圣经。
As long as somebody predict a particular year,
只要有人去
or time,
预言某一个日期某一个年某一个年岁。
You immediately know it's false teaching.
你就可以即刻的知道这个这样子的传讲是一个假的道理。
We should not even guess which year, which day Jesus will come.
所以我们也不必不要去猜想哪一天是主耶稣要来的日期。
We just prepare ourselves.
我们只要预备自己。
Anytime Jesus may come.
因为主耶稣随时会来。
If tonight we go home, we have a car accident.
如果今天晚上我们回家，我们遇到车祸。
If you're killed on the road.
在路上死掉了。
If you are flying on the aeroplane.
如果我们搭飞机
If crash,
飞机失事
And for that moment,
在那个时候
For you, Jesus come to you.
对你来说就是主耶稣临到你的时候
Even though Jesus did not come to destroy the world,
很可能 yes, 虽然主耶稣没有来毁灭这个世界
But our last moment in our life, we face Jesus.
可是那是我们最后一个面对主耶稣的
I mean,
时间
You think about yourself, if I face Jesus like this,
我们回想我们想一下如果今天我以这种这样子的这样子的情况来去面对耶稣
My present situation
我现在的情况
My current faith
我现在的信仰状况
My deeds
我现在的行为
If I face Jesus right now
如果我现在去面对耶稣基督
Will I be ready?
我预备好了吗
What kind of thing we are wearing?
我们今天穿的是什么衣服呢
A few days ago there was a brother sharing with me
几天前有一位弟兄这样子跟我分享
He said in his dream
他说在他的一个梦里面
He came to the church with a pajama
他在一个梦里面他是穿着睡衣来到教会
Sitting in the chapel wearing a pajama
穿着睡衣坐在会堂中间
He's very surprised why he have this dream
他觉得很奇怪为什么他会做这样子的一个梦
I think when we come to church we all dress up, right?
我们通常来教会都会穿得比较好
We try to put up ourselves, get ourselves ready, presentable
我们都会穿得比较合宜来到教会
It's to respect God
因为这是要尊敬神的原因。
But the brother in his dream, he wear pajama in the church.
可是那位弟兄呢，在梦里面呢，他却是穿着睡衣来教会的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Think about this Bible verse.
我们想一想这个圣经章节。
If we are not wearing the right garment, that means we are not ready to see the Lord.
如果我们没有穿这个正确的衣服，就是说我们还没有准备来面对主耶稣基督。
You'll be embarrassed when this in this kind of occasion.
在这样子的情况之下，我们将会觉得非常的羞耻。
But if we get ourselves ready,
如果我们有预备自己
if we repent,
如果我们悔改
if we are watchful,
如果我们有警醒，
if we do what the Lord tells us to do，
如果我们有做神要我们所做的一切，
then we'll be put on the white garment，
我们就是等于已经穿上这个白衣服了。
Verse 4，
第四节，第四节，启示录第三章第四节，第四节，然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
This is what the Lord wants us to do.
这是 主要我们做的。
Don't defile your clothes.
不要让你的衣服肮脏。
We already get a very set of clean clothing already.
因为我们已经得了、这一套白衣服。
This is our Jesus Christ justified us by faith.
就是主耶稣、因着我们的信使我们称义的。
Jesus blood on our body.
因为有主的宝血在我们身上。
We are cleansed already.
我们已经被洁净了。
And don't go back to sin and to dirtify it.
所以我们不要再回去、犯罪，让这个衣服、再肮脏。
You know, pig, they like dirtiness. 猪啊，
猪啊，他们是很喜欢肮脏的东西。
This is the nation.
这是猪的特性。
Even though you shower the pig nice, right? But it just after a while, when you see a swarm of mud, I'll just jump in again.
比如说，你拿一只猪帮它洗澡，洗得很干净，等一下它看到有一堆泥，他也会 跑去那个泥那边，因为这是他的特性。
That is the nature.
这是猪的特性。
But we are not pigs, we are not swine.
可是我们不是猪。
Jesus washed us already.
因为主耶稣已经洁净了我们。
Give us the cleansed clothing.
给了我们这个干净的衣服。
So don't go back to dirty ourselves.
所以让我们不要再次的、污秽自己。
Verse 5.
第五节，启示录第三章第五节，第五节，凡得生的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
Here the Bible tell us.
这里圣经告诉我们。
For those who are victorious.
那些得胜的。
That means they keep their faith.
就是那些能够持守信仰的。
God give them a white clothing, white garment.
神会给他们这个白衣。
That means they continue to keep themselves pure. God will protect them.
就是他们会继续的让自己。洁净，神会保护他们。
But here, one more thing is mentioned here.
可是这里还有一样东西、是神所说的。
I will not wipe out his name from the book of life.
我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
What does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
In the spiritual realm, that God has a book.
在这个属灵的层面上，神呢是有这一本、生命册。
And this book is called Book of Life.
这神有这一本簿子，这本簿子呢叫做生命册。
Whoever's name written in this book, he will have salvation.
那谁的名字记录在这个生命册上呢？他就有、救恩。
For example, you believe in the Lord.
比如说你相信主了。
Repent your sin.
也因着你的罪悔改了。
You receive the true water baptism.
也接受了这个合法的洗礼了。
Foot washing.
也接受了这个洗脚礼。
And then, of course, you receive the Holy Spirit.
而且也领受了圣灵。
Everything you do according to the Bible.
你跟按照圣经、做了一切所应当做的。
Of course, your name will be written in the book of life.
那你的名字就会被写在这个生命册上。
This is not the same as our directory, right?
这跟我们这个、通讯录不一样。
Our directory is only for internal references.
我们的通讯录只是我们教会自己、来用而已。
But in the heaven, there's a book of life.
可是在天上呢，却是生命册。
Your name could be written there.
你的名字已经被记录在生命册上。
But at the same time, even though your name is there, but your name can also be wiped out.
可是呢，虽然你的名字是在生命册上，可是也有这个机会会被涂抹。
Why we wipe out?
为什么会被涂抹呢？
If you don't repent.
因为不悔改
Just like the church in Sardis.
就好像这个撒迪教会那样
Your name is good, but actually your deed is dead.
虽然是有好名声，可是行为却是死的。
名是活的，
是吧？名是活的，可是行为是死的。
So go wipe your name out.
所以神会把你的名字在、涂抹。
Unless you repent,
除非你悔改
then God will not wipe your name out.
那神就不会把你的名字涂抹。
So what does it tell us, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，这里告诉我们什么呢？
Our name is in the book of life.
我们的名字已经在生命册上了。
This is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
This is the salvation of God.
这是神给我们的救恩。
But we have to really trembling working out of salvation.
我们可是却要战战兢兢地做成这得救的功夫。
So we should not be taking it easy.
所以我们不要、轻看、这个工作。
Don't think that, I'm okay.
不要说、我已经非常好了。
Don't worry.、
不用担心。
But actually we should be trembling working out of salvation, just like Paul told us.
其实我们应当恐惧战兢，做成我们得救的功夫的。
Because our name is in book of life.
因为我们的名字是记录在这个生命册上。
If you keep Jesus' teaching,
如果我们持守主耶稣基督的道理
，Jesus will never wipe our name out.
那主耶稣是不会把我们的名字涂抹。
Just like Moses talked to God.
就好像摩西跟神谈话一样。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
我们看出埃及记第三十二章。
Exodus chapter 32, Moses was praying for the Israelites.
出埃及记三十二章，这里摩西为以色列民祷告。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the people of Israelites committed great sin.
因为当时以色列民他们犯了大罪。
Let's read verse 30.
我们看第三十节。
Chapter 32, verse 30.
出埃及记三十二章三十节，三十节，到了第二天，摩西对百姓说：“你们犯了大罪。”我如今要上耶和华那里去，或者可以为你们赎罪。
Verse 31.
三十一节，摩西回到耶和华那里说：“哎，这百姓犯了大罪，为自己做了金像。”
32.
三十二节，倘或你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
33.
三十三节，耶和华对摩西说：“谁得罪我，我就从我的册上涂抹谁的名。”
Here's Moses' prayer.
这是摩西的祷告。
Moses loved the people a lot.
摩西非常爱那些以色列民。
The people of Israelites has committed great sin against God. They worship idols.
那些以色列民他们犯了大罪，他们去拜金像。
Moses intercede for the people.
所以摩西为这些以色列民代祷。
Oh, please God forgive them.
求神赦免他们。
Otherwise, and then this is a stop here, right? It's just a few dots.
这里有几个点点点。
What does it mean?
为什么这样子呢？
There's a lot of struggle in Moses' heart.
这就是摩西心里面的那一种挣扎。
He don't know what to say.
因为他已经无话可说了。
He don't know what to say so that God would change his mind to forgive the people.
因为他已经不知道能够再说什么让神回心转意。
He didn't know what to offer.
他已经不知道要再向神
献上什么了 so that God would change his mind.
使到神能够去改变心意。
So after this brief moment of pause,
所以有了这个空白点的 一段空白以后，
and then he said,
他说，
okay, otherwise you just wipe out my name from your book.
他说，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
Moses is willing to give up his own salvation for God to forgive the people.
摩西愿意牺牲自己的救恩，好让神能够赦免这些以色列百姓。
This is a great love of an intercession.
这就是一个非常有非常大爱的一个代祷。
Moses knows God has a book. Moses knows God has a book of life.
摩西知道神手上有这一本生命册。
Moses knew his name is there.
摩西也知道他的名字记录在生命册上。
Moses tell God, I'm willing to sacrifice my name for the sake of Israel.
那摩西跟神说：“我愿意，献上就是牺牲我的名字，就是为了以色列民的救恩。”
What did God say?
那神说什么呢？
33.
三十三节。
Moses told Moses, the Lord told Moses.
耶和华对摩西说
：“Whoever sin against me, I'll block his name from the book.
谁得罪我，我就从我的册上涂抹谁的名。”
Of course, God won't wipe out the name of Moses.
当然神没有涂抹摩西的名。
But because Moses makes this intercession,
可是因为摩西做了这样子的一个代祷，
God gave Israel another chance.
神给以色列民多一个机会。
So what does it tell us, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，这告诉我们什么呢？
The church of Sardis is very weak.
撒迪教会非常的软弱。
Maybe look at ourselves.
我们可以看看我们自己。
Am I just like the church of Sardis?
我是否也好像撒迪教会那样呢？
The name is living, but actually it's dead.
我们的名是活的，可是其实是死的。
If we are like, or we are dying, or we are losing strength in our faith, we really have to repent and ask God to give us strength.
如果我们正在衰微，或者是在信仰上，我们渐渐失去力量，我们就要向神求告，求神赐给我们力量。
Don't let it go downhill all the way.
不要让我们的信仰一直这样子衰微下去。
And if ourselves is not like Sardis, but we know some of people we love are just like Sardis.
如果我们的信仰不像撒迪教会，可是有些我们所爱的人，我们知道他们的信仰像撒迪教会那样。
Maybe the faith is going down.
或者他们的信心已经一直软弱下去。
They're going far and far from the Lord.
他们越来越远离神。
We have to be like Moses.
我们就要学习摩西。
Ask the Lord to have mercy on them.
我们要求神赐恩典怜悯这些人。
Give them another chance.
给他们多一个机会。
Because God is always willing to give them another chance if they want to come back.
如果他们愿意回来，神永远愿意给他们多一个机会。
Let's turn to Isaiah 42.
我们看以赛亚书第四十二章。
Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
It's a very famous verse.
这里是一节非常有名的一章经节，以赛亚书四十二章第三节。第三节，压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭，它凭真实将公理传开。
Verse four，
第四节，他不灰心也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。
Here the Bible tells us this is the ministry of Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，这就是主耶稣基督所要做的工。
A broken or a bruised reed, God Jesus will not break.
压伤的芦苇主耶稣基督是不会去折断的。
You know, if you look at a bruised reed already broken, right? You may just say, "Ah, it's no use already. Just break it and throw it away."
如果我们看到一个快要已经压伤的芦苇，我们说这是没用的，我们就把它折断然后丢掉。
But God has love.
可是神是蛮有慈爱的。
Maybe help him help him to get back to the shape.
他会帮助这个芦荟，让他这个芦荟能够回去复原原本的样子。
Give it another chance.
再给他多一个机会。
If the lamb is dying,
如果这个灯火将要熄灭
，God will try to give them more oil, try to help him to come back.
神会给他更多的油，让他能够回来。
So Sardis Church definitely is a lampstand which is going out is dying.
这个撒迪教会肯定是一个将要灭的灯火。
So we have to ask the Lord to remind ourselves.
所以我们要求神提醒我们。
We have to come back to the Lord.
我们要回到神归回神。
Let's sing him 411.
我们再唱诗411首。